Hello, Univation family. Thank you very much for tuning in to your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast. I am Eric Serum, your personal innovation evangelist. My work is simply to make us all think bigger about who we are, what we do in a unique way, and how we can change the world through doing what we love. Remember to subscribe to the Personal Innovation Podcast. This podcast is where I present to you the love stories of wonderful people who are falling in love with themselves, living their dreams, their passions, and are creating careers that impact the world. Do not forget to visit personalinnovationhub.com. It is where you want to go if you're looking for information, knowledge, and inspiration to build a powerful career based on your dreams, passions, and use it to impact the world. By the way, you can email me, coaching@personalinnovationhub.com. In this episode of your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast, I bring to you a discussion between me and Nisa Ahmed. He is a very wonderful person whose bold and ambitious goal is to make careermatters.com the first primary website you need to take your career to the next level. Wow. I love this. My podcast is all about careers, and I wish to welcome you to this episode. You're welcome.
I am excited to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Great. Wow. Are you ready to help my listeners dream, no matter how small, become more passionate about their dreams, create their own unique careers, and leave a dent on the universe?
Yeah, absolutely. I am. That's my goal here. I noticed that you have a strong following, so I'm happy to share my message with your audience. And of all the things you mentioned, I think, as you mentioned at the beginning, my site and my podcast and what we do is we help people create their own unique careers. So I'm really excited for that.
Wow, powerful. Would you rather innovate or stagnate, and why?
Oh, definitely innovate. And I love the term innovate, right? So it's innovation with you. And the reason why is if you are first and foremost, as no matter which country you live in, where you live in, we live in a very fast-paced world, and stagnation is dangerous, not only for your career, but also for your life. Because if you stagnate, if you're not consistently learning, if you're not consistently acquiring new skills or staying in line with what is happening in your careers, you will be left behind. I don't want to start off with a negative connotation there, but that's the reality. We have all experienced that. So always innovate and keep yourself ahead of the pack.
Wow, listeners, that was Nisa giving it to you just like you like it. Wow. Can you please tell us a bit more about yourself, Nisa?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, my name, as I mentioned, my name is Nisa Ahmed. I'm the founder and managing editor of an online publication called careermatters.com. We focus on providing career advice for job seekers and freelancers. I also am the host of the Career Matters podcast. And what we intend to do with the help of the podcast and also the website is to empower today's job seekers. We want to give them all the tools, the skill sets, the knowledge, so they can find their dream job as quickly as possible. And not only that, they're not only find a dream job, but also build their careers so they are completely empowered throughout their career.
Wow, Nisa, you are working on getting people to build their own careers, but let's come to you. Since childhood, what have you always dreamt or fantasized becoming?
That's an interesting question. So since childhood, I would be honest, I wouldn't say I was very clear about exactly the path I would take or what title I would have, but I've always wanted to leave a mark. I've always wanted to, do things outside of myself and my family. I always wanted to leave a trail. I don't know why. Maybe it's my upbringing, maybe it's the family I grew up in, maybe because of all the things that I've acquired, but I've always wanted to do that. I know there is more than just living a normal life. So that has always driven me ever since childhood. But as I got older, and it gets more and more clearer what I should be doing.
Wow, listeners, Univation family, there's more to life than living it normally. You have to live an abnormal life. that is so powerful at this point. Nisa, what puts you on fire today? What is your passion today?
So today I'm really excited with the journey I'm going through so far. So I told you what I do with my online publication, and I have to be honest, it's when I started it, I did not have a clue and what to do. And I just started doing things and acquiring, learning, tinkering, failing, and trial and error. And that process has been rewarding, and I enjoy the process. And then once it started growing and I started getting more contributors and readers and listeners, that really keeps me going. What really keeps me excited is not the traffic, not the download numbers, but once in a while, someone sends me a cold email or a message on LinkedIn saying, Nisar, I listened to this episode, or Nisar, I read this post. Thank you very much. I am going to apply this, or I've applied this, I found a job. So that really keeps me excited. And these people, I don't know who they are. They just reach out to me. So the ability to make a small impact, no matter how big or small, make an impact, that really keeps me going. Because there are days, I'll be honest, there are days I don't want to do it. I would rather be watching TV or, you know, going out. But I think of those emails I received. I've framed them. I've saved them as pictures on my computer. And I look at them and say, you know what? I could do more people could benefit from this. There's some value in this. So that really keeps me going.
There's absolutely value in creating value for other people. That's powerful. What percentage of what you do today did you learn from school or through traditional education?
Well, that's a very tricky question. But to be honest, in terms of the things I learned in the classroom that I apply today is very, very little. But I did. There's a lot of skills I carry over. I went to a university which was sort of multicultural. There were people from different parts of the country, unlike other institutions where I went to. I also have an engineering degree, and that gives me a lot of analytical thinking. So social skills, analytical skills, the ability to learn from people, deal with people. Those are the skills that I found were transferable when I went into the working world. So there's a lot of skills that I've carried over, but I'll be honest, I still don't know if I've ever used calculus or differentiation and integration and all that, and all the theories and periodic tables that I've learned, but it's the skills that I still... So the reason I'm saying this, Eric, and also for your listeners, there's always a debate whether, you know, you should go to school or not. And I think people are missing the point. When you go to school, when you get higher education, it's not about what you will take from the classroom, but it's about the skills you acquire, the transferable skills. So, those things I still, I'm very proud of that. I'm very glad I went through that.
But are there certain things you do today that you did not learn from school? Can you list about 2-3 of them?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I built my career in sales. So that is something they don't teach at school. So I had to learn it. I got myself self-educated. I also learned it by doing or training from the companies I work for. Even my internet business, anything I've done, I have not acquired. I've learned. So I consider myself an heuristic learner. I mean, someone who learns by doing. So I would say a lot of the skills I've acquired over my adult life, I've learned, I've done that by actually doing than, you know, reading from a book. And I think most people do that. And think of something like podcast, Eric. You have a podcast, I have a podcast. It didn't exist many years ago, even 10 years ago. They didn't teach us that in school. We learned how to do it. So that's one of, actually that itself is a skill, the ability to learn a new skill without having to go to school, that itself is a skill. And I would encourage your listeners and everybody to think about that.
Wow, powerful. Nisa, you have been working with people to build their own careers. Tell me this. Do you think that personality type, knowing your personality type, is important? And for you personally, what is your personality type? And do you think that knowing this influence the things you do today on everyday basis?
So I'll answer both the questions, right? So like, do you think personality type is important for people to build good careers? Absolutely, because everything has to be connected, right? I think many people make the mistake, depending on the culture you grew up in, looking at what's the top trending job and they want to apply to that job and go to school for that job. I think that's not necessarily a good idea, because let's say you are a people person, and all of a sudden, like right now, computer science is growing, and you would rather be with people and you want to go to that because it's a growing field and making money, you won't be happy in the long run, right? So knowing your personality type and building a career around that is very, very important. And for me personally, I find two things that I really enjoy. I find that I like solving problems. That's something I always get excited about, solving problems. I don't want someone else to solve my problem. I want to go fix it. So that's the reason I got into sales, because sales is not about, you know, being a good talker. Or it's about solving a customer's problem. And I've been doing sales for the last 10 years. And coming back to my careermetas.com, like the point I made, I've always wanted to fix things and learn things. I wanted to, I knew there was a gap in the market where people are struggling when they lose their jobs to find the next job. And I wanted to make it easy for them to get that information. So all these things, I've been able to tap into those personality, and I've been able to build careers around that. And I would encourage others to do that as well. One quick takeaway, Eric, is don't focus on the highest paying job out there. Focus on the skill. So find out what job out there matches your personality that can pay you very well.
Wow. That is so much good wisdom nuggets coming all the way from Nisa Ahmed from careermetis.com. Powerful. Nisa, what is your favorite quote and what do you want my innovation family to learn from it?
This is a tricky question because there's so many good quotes. It keeps changing. For years, I had a quote that I always used to say, but recently I came across this and it blew my mind that I made it my Facebook cover. I keep saying it every day. And it goes like this. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. And it's by Malcolm X. And as soon as I read that, I was like, wow, that is amazing. So that is a quote that I love. And that's my favorite quote today and the past few months. And that was by Malcolm X.
Wow. Powerful. Tell us what we should take away from that quote.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll repeat the quote and explain what that means. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Meaning, every day is important. Every moment is important. We all think about future. That's what makes us humans unique compared to other animals. We are always thinking about a better life for ourselves. You know, communities think about better communities. Countries think about a better future for the citizens. But in order to get there, you need to keep doing things today. And that could be every single thing. If 6 months from now you want to lose 20 pounds, you have to be doing things today. You have to be eating well, eating healthy today. You have to be exercising today. You have to be sleeping well today. So if you want to build your future, you have to start preparing and doing today. So that's one thing a lot of people, including myself, I've struggled with, where you have a strong vision of the future, but if you don't continuously take action in this moment and every single moment, you will not reach that vision.
You will not reach that vision. Innovation family, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Who do you want to become? Start thinking about it today. Take action today. And that's all what Nisa has been trying to tell us. What would you say is your career today?
My career, I'm a little bit different. So I have two different careers. I have a career in software sales. Something I really, really enjoy. And I also have another career that I have built for myself as the managing editor of careermetas.com. And one is involving technology. The other one is involving content.
Great. So let's take the two. Which one really resonates, or which one really is your passion? Do you think which one is a bad fit job for you? Which one is your dream job? Which one do you think was a bridge job for you?
So that's a great question. So I don't think any of them is a bad fit job, because I've done that over the many years. I've gone through that process. Now both are good fit. My dream job is the one I've created. Like I said, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, CareerMedis.com did not exist. Today I call myself the managing editor. In the past I used to write. Now I manage and edit, and I edit and publish the contributions. And I really enjoy it. I can see that there are a lot of other contributors out there who are actually better than me in writing and providing better content. And I love doing that. It's amazing. So I think it is more of it is a dream job. But I think I'm really excited about it because I created that job. I created that career. I did not know 2 years ago I'd be doing it. And there's so much to learn, so much to do. And I'm excited about what's to come.
All right, so let's go to CareerMedis.com. I see your mission on your website. Tell us what you want to achieve with this.
Yes, so in terms of the one thing I do want to achieve is I'm a firm believer, and there are even stats and data supporting this. Unemployment causes a lot of issues in society. If you look at any society that is crime-ridden or any society that is stagnant, unemployment is the cause. And the more jobs people have, the more people work, employed, community goes smoothly, the country goes smoothly. So I'm a firm believer. So it's connecting the individual to the larger picture. That's like an underlying thing, is want to help people find their job. And there's a lot of uncertainty, the company's laying off. What I want to do with the site is giving people, empowering people. So if something happens, which is, I'll be very honest, Eric, you, me, or anyone else, things will change. Our businesses will change. The companies that we work with will change. And that's how the world is. It is inevitable. However, I did not want myself or people to be disheartened by that. Think of that as an opportunity. And with CareerMedis.com, we want to give you the information, the guidance, the skills, the knowledge, where to go, what to apply for. So as soon as that happens, you can find your next job. And once you find your next job, you can keep moving ahead in your career. Because if you do better and if you grow in your career, it's not only yourself, it's the people around you, the community around you that grows as well. So I think one word I will always like to take away is empowerment, empowering individuals to build better careers for themselves.
Wow, wow, wow. Empowering other people. And once you empower people, you will also be empowered. Nisa, I see that your tagline is take your career to the next level. Give us about 3 to 4 points, things people who are listening now to this podcast should do in order to take their career to the next level.
Yeah, exactly. Number one is the fixing the mindset, right? And that's something I always talk about people. At the end of the day, when people hire you, they have a problem, they have a need. That's the reason they're hiring. They hire someone in marketing because that company wants to grow their business. They hire someone in accounting because the company wants to get a handle on their finance. So always think of yourself as a problem solver, or you're solving or you're filling someone's need. And if you have that mindset, trust me, you will make it easier for yourself to get a job, and you will make it relatively easier for someone else to hire you. Because at the end of the day, Eric, that's number one. Your mindset is you're solving a problem. The second thing, I hate to say this, is nobody cares about you, or nobody cares about me. And I'm not saying that to be negative, meaning they don't care about Nisar when they look at my resume. They care about what can Nisar do for my team? What can Eric do for this clients? What can Eric? So nobody really cares about you. And a lot of people take job search very personally, and they think it's them. And no, at the end of the day, if a company doesn't hire you, it's not because of you. It's because you do not demonstrate enough value. So the third thing I would say is be clear about what you want to do, whether it's Instead of trying to find the next job or the next hot trend, do some thorough analysis. There's so many tools, free tools out there, resources out there today. There's no excuse for you to spend a little bit of time to do some reflection, finding out what my strengths are, what type of personality, what do I enjoy, what do I not want to do, what type of jobs that I will never do. And with that, you will be able to find some answers. And the last thing is, once you have all this figured out, make your job search a job. Meaning, let's say you are unemployed today. For an unfortunate reason, your company gave you the pink slip, you're laid off. Once you go through the reflection phases, go hard on your job search. What I'm meaning is, let's say you don't have a job today, make 9 to 5 your job of finding your job. And when you do that, and I tell this to people, I've done this myself in the past, your chances of getting employed is much, much higher. So those are the few things I would recommend. And there are more ideas that we can share. I would encourage people to check us out. We have lots of similar information that we share on careermatters.com.
Wow, that's powerful. And I hope Univision family has taken notes of these wisdom nuggets. Nisa, today you have an extensive experience working as a blogger. You are a copywriter and you are an editor. You are also a podcaster. How did you discover the path to doing all these things? How did you start?
So my story is a little bit different. So everything you mentioned has been accidental. I had it's not like I was 7 years old and I thought I would be doing all this. So a lot of it was frustration and trial and error and a series of failures and things didn't work. So I would say something I'm really happy about myself and is the fact that I'm willing to try. As I get older, I said to myself, I will not have regrets. When I grow old, I don't want to regret the things that I've done. I want to regret the things I have not done. So I always try new things, and sometimes I end up enjoying them, and sometimes it starts working. People resonate with it, and I start growing it. So I know it's not an ideal answer, but it was just accidental. I kept trying new things, learning, applying, and here we are.
Tell us, what are the biggest struggles that you're facing today? What challenges are you facing in your career today? And how are you working to win the game?
One of the biggest struggles I have is not having a list of things to do. It's time management or being more productive. And I think this is a common struggle. Like I live a double life. I have two different careers. And no matter what I do, there's only enough time in the day. And one thing I'm learning in 2018 is priority management and learning how to work better. A lot of ourselves, including myself, I lie to myself saying I work long. But just because you sit at your computer for 8 hours doesn't mean you're really working. So that has been my biggest challenge. And I realized managing those energies and emotions and time has been a challenge. And I'm actually working. I'm actually looking at different solutions, different tools, different ways of doing better work and quality work. And that's a constant struggle. And that is something I'm trying to master in 2018.
That's powerful. Nisa, tell us. I see myself as somebody who wants to spread the good news about personal innovation because I've fallen in love with this concept of personal innovation. But I want to find out from you, how will you define personal innovation and how important and relevant do you think this concept is in today's world of business, in today's world of career?
I love the term personal innovation. It's actually it's a cool thing to think about it. And I'll tie into a question you asked about business. So if you think about every year, Fortune magazine and even all these companies launch a list of the most innovative companies. right? And these are the companies that are always bringing in new things, making an impact to society, to tech, technology, to people. People want to work for these companies. So take a moment. So if the most innovative companies are the companies that most people want to work for, so you can apply the same concept to yourself. But innovation means you're constantly improving yourself. You're constantly adding value to yourself. If the most innovative companies are the companies that people want to work for, then the most innovative personal innovator, if you are a personal innovator, then you will be the person that companies want to hire. So you just flip the script from the company to personal. And I'm telling you, as you grow, like when young professionals struggle with this because, you know, they don't have enough skills, they don't have enough experience. So they always have to learn and acquire. But as you grow older, you have a responsibility to build a strong personal brand and letting people know about your strengths and gifts. Then people will come to you. Opportunities will come tapping on your door. A quick example, Eric, is if you think about someone like the CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, I don't think she went to LinkedIn and applied to become the CEO. She was like one of the top level VPs at Google. When you get to that level, people are reaching out to you. Recently, Uber is everywhere right now. They brought in a new CEO. I don't think the CEO of Uber, the new CEO, went to LinkedIn or Indeed and applied for a job. Because they have built so much name in the community, I'm sure they were approached by these companies. That's how you should think. If CEOs can do it, companies can do it. You should think like that and you will get there.
Wow. Think like a company and you surely take your career to the next level. Powerful. Nisa, who is that one individual, that icon, that celebrity, a mentor or a coach that you look up to in everything you do and why?
There is one person that I look up to and it helps me influence a lot of the things I've done. It's always hard for me to choose one person. But one person, if I look up to one entrepreneur that has really inspired me, I would say it's Henry Ford. And someone I always look up to, and I know he is a controversial figure, but think if a lot of us living today in modern society do not understand the impact he has had on society. And he was the first person. At one point, cars were meant for the rich. The average person could not aspire to. So Henry Ford decided to create a car for the common man. At one point, people working in factories worked really, really long hours. So he came up with the 8-hour shift and eventually the middle class and fair wages. Because of the demand in cars, new roads had to be built up. Oil companies started opening gas stations everywhere. New industries started responding. So he's had a ripple effect on the industrial revolution, and it has had a big impact on the way we live. And I've always wanted to live a legacy. I'm not sure if I will ever reach that level, but I always aspire to have a stronger impact. And that's always been my favorite entrepreneur, someone who does not get a lot of credit today. And I wish as my generation, as we get older, they listen to his story and what he has done and the impact he's left on the world.
Wow, wow. Nisa, do you think that you are a brand today? Do you believe that humans like you can become brands that will drive emotions, loyalty, credibility, and return on investment and be remembered even when they are no more?
That's actually a great question. So the answer is yes, I do believe I'm a brand today. So are you, so is everyone else. And if they are not, I would encourage them to think like that. And I think you have done a very good definition of a brand. When you asked me that question, you asked me, do you think a brand will drive emotions, loyalty, credibility, and ROI? And that's exactly what a brand is. I think Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, said it best. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So it's very simple. So, and you work from that. If you keep that in mind, you can work backwards and create a personal brand for yourself. And to answer your last question, yes, that's always been something that has driven me since I was a child, to build something after I am gone and leave a legacy. And that is something I'm constantly improving myself, improving my company, so we could get there. And I believe I'm a strong believer that everyone should aspire to do that. Do not live a life where it's normal. Live a life that such that when you are gone, people will remember you for the things that you have done and left behind.
Nisa, do you know what? There are people out there who think that you just got up one day and became who you are today. Tell us two core things that you do every day that has gotten you to this level.
Yeah, that's... I would say one of the things that has really, really... Two things that really impacted me, and this is totally unrelated to careers and totally unrelated to my job. Two of the most positive habits I've done with my life is reading. I've always been a good reader. Like, I love to read comic books as I was a kid. But as I got into my 20s, I was introduced to a few books, and it became so addictive. And the amazing thing of reading is... sometimes these authors are no longer alive. Sometimes they have passed away, but their knowledge, their wisdom is still in a book. And books are one of the cheapest investments you can make. And that has really shaped me. The more I read, the more I know about what I could do, more I can know about the mistakes other people have done, and it expands my horizon. So that is number one, I would say, is in terms of reading. The second thing I would say is always, as in going through my reading, I've found out the importance of, I've always known that I do not want to live a normal life. I found out that the thing that successful people have is they have written goals. They write their goals constantly. They review them. They want to see where they stand. And that is something I do incorporate in my life in the last many years, in my adult life. And both of these things that I've accidentally stumbled upon has had an impact and will continue to have an impact. Do I reach all my goals? Absolutely not. But knowing what I'm working towards keeps me up, keeps me going.
Okay, Nisa, your network is your net worth. We need to always think about who we know and who knows us to help us advance our dreams. How do you go about networking with people necessary to achieve your dreams?
So I'll answer the importance of networking, then I talk about how. So the answer is absolutely correct. Your network is your net worth. And you can never do it alone. Nobody did it alone. And it's amazing. A lot of the things I have done, I have acquired because I have come across someone, they've introduced me to an idea. Even the web careermedis.com came, and it was not my idea. It was someone else who recommended to me that you should do this because of the conversations I've had with him. And if I was not doing that, and if I was did not stumble upon him, if I did not network with him, I would have never known that. So networking is truly, truly important. It's not only a thing that people do to get business or clients, it's a big thing you want to do to improve your life. How do you go about networking with people? There's so many ways. There's online, there's offline. Today, I'm for a lot of the people I'm connected with Facebook are business owners, entrepreneurs. They provide services. I interact with them constantly. Some of them I've never met in person, but we keep each other motivating. So the technology does make it easier. Also, there are so many events that are happening in your city, in every city out there. Go check them out. Many of them are free. There are meetups.com, there are conferences. When you go to these events, you learn from other people like you, and they're also there to meet other people like you. And so there's no shortage of resources. The beautiful thing about it, if you go back 50 years, there's only one way. There's only offline, which is in person, and it was limited. Today, it is endless. When people say, I do not know how to network, I would just say, just go out and do it. You will learn. It's so much out there.
At the Univation family, we believe that strong brands impact society positively. Social impact is important for us. What have you been doing to impact the world today?
Yeah, and we spoke a little bit about the importance of personal brand, and I wanted to go back to what am I doing today. So this is an example of what I'm doing to have to impact, make an impact in the world. For example, I mentioned about my mission with CareerMedics.com, with my podcast, me being on shows like this. So every single day, I'm always doing something to move the needle forward. And I'm strong, very excited about what I'm doing. I'm very passionate, and I see strong growth in the future. And I think of myself, if after listening to this one interview with you and I, Eric, or even listening to one of my podcast episodes, if one person, it doesn't have to be a million listeners, if one person is able to take that and make a positive impact, I am very happy about that.
Wow, that's powerful. What do you do to make sure you stay educated, knowledgeable, and up to date as far as your area of expertise or industry is concerned?
Yeah, one thing, as I mentioned, is I do a lot of reading. Today, there's no shortage of information out there. I always recommend people to acquire as much skills, but also to be specialist in the skill. And you don't need to be the most well-known person in that area in the world. But if you even aim to be the most well-known person, most knowledgeable person in that subject in your circle, you will go far ahead. And one of the quickest hacks, well, the first time I listened to this, it actually baffled me. One of the quickest ways to really, really get good at what you do or your subject is very simple. Find five books that write on that subject and read that. And when you read five books on the one subject, you will be in the top 10% of knowledgeable individuals in that subject in the world. So let me give you a quick example. A few years ago, a year ago, I wanted to learn more about content marketing. I picked up five books on content marketing and I read them. And today, because of that knowledge, I'm so passionate about that industry I work in. And even when I speak with individuals, they can sense that I'm excited and I know more about that. So it's actually very simple. Think about it. It actually, first time I heard it, I hit myself on the head and said, why I did not do this before. So if you wanted to learn about podcasting, if you wanted to learn about negotiation, if you wanted to learn about programming, pick five books from your local library on that subject, read them. And it's amazing how quickly you will build that knowledge level. And once you build that knowledge level, we humans are very inquisitive. We'll start applying that, and we are able to build stronger skill sets and careers.
Nisa, I know books are part of your tools box. They are in a core aspect of your tools box. But open up your tools box for my listeners again. What other tools, what other internet resources do you use for your professional and personal life that you'd like to recommend to my listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So LinkedIn is amazing, and it's a great tool because you are able to constantly seeing what's happening, what the new trends are. I would also recommend individuals to, regardless of their interest, choose one or two publications out there that you can constantly listen to, read to. For example, as I said, I'm interested in blogging, content marketing. So I subscribe to this individual called neilpatel.com. I go to his website, I read his blog post every day, and I trust his information. I like the style. So I keep that. So you might be interested in astronomy. So go to a site. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's NASA.org or maybe it's SpaceX. Go to those websites. Or if you're interested in self-driving cars, I'm sure there are resources like that. The challenge with books, I'll be honest, is sometimes books take a while to come out. And by the time you read them, if that information might have been a little bit proceeded, there are always resources out there for individuals they choose. Of course, the second thing is podcast. Same thing with podcasts. There's so many podcasts out there. Everybody is commuting today. They take the train or the bus. On your phone, everybody has a smartphone. You can download the podcast of your interest. And there's a podcast for every subject out there. Like yourself, your podcast is about helping you in innovation, innovating yourself, improving yourself. So podcast, and I think the last resource, there's nothing that replaces in-person education. So I mentioned about events and conferences. there's go look up your city. There are websites like meetup.com, eventbrite.com. Look at what's happening in your city in that industry. Attend one or two events a year, and you will, if you do all these things, you will be far ahead than 90% of the people in your group or in your circle.
That's perfect. Listeners, Univision family, I would like to recommend careermetrics.com as one of those tools, as you will visit personalinnovationhub.com as well. Those are tools you should be using today to grow yourself. Very important. Nisha, I believe that strong brands are those who are able to communicate their vision, their mission, and value statements or to their stakeholders in a way that resonates with their target audience. How have you been communicating things you do today, apart from putting them on your blog, how and then putting them on your podcast? What other methods or strategies are you using to communicate your values, your vision, and your mission to the world?
That's amazing. So I'll talk about values in communicating first, then I'll talk about mission and vision, Eric. So one thing I try to do is I'm very transparent. I people who know me know that when I do something, I tell them upfront, I do not know the subject, I'm going to do this. And I document it. Like when I started my podcast, I posted on my Facebook groups or published on my page saying, I'm starting a podcast. I've told all my friends, I'm starting a podcast. I told them, I don't know how to do a podcast. And I started doing it and doing it and doing it. Then I started getting like recognition. People started mentioning me. Then I started sharing that as well. And same thing with my website, same thing with any new thing I'm doing. I'm being totally transparent with people and saying, I don't know this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to work hard. And I have a feeling I could get successful, but I want to show you how that is done. And when I do that, it's actually inspiring other people saying, okay, this guy has been very transparent. He's been telling what he does not know and he's doing it. So I hope that inspires other people to do that as well. So I think one of the things people make a mistake is they think that you need to be really successful to share your story. You don't have to. You can document your journey from 0 to 100 and people will follow that and that'll inspire other people.
Wow.
So that is the first thing. So my personality, people know me that, you know, I always say to people, if it's up to me, if it's to be, it's up to me. So I always want to do it and test it out. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I've tried. So the people who know me very well know me that as my personality, and that's my values, like constantly applying and learning. You asked another question about mission, vision, and values. I believe I've mentioned that as my mission through the help of careermetrics.com is to empower job seekers and freelancers across the world by sharing messages, sharing ideas. And and that's something we consistently try to do because there's a lot of doubt, there's a lot of fear, and we want to take that out with the help of our information and ideas.
Wow, Nisa, powerful so far. We are loving what you do with careermetrics.com, with your podcast, and everything that you have going on for you. But we would not want you to end it there. So we'll have a personal innovation challenge, and it is one of the rituals that we do on the Personal Innovation Podcast. Here, you will tell us what passion project you would like to pursue this year, so we can celebrate your success the next time we'll have you
on this podcast. I love this. I'm a firm believer in accountability. And the people who know careermetrics.com know it for the publication, which is the blog, and also the podcast. So I've started telling people, and I'm so happy to say this, is one of the things, next evolution in our brand is to introduce job boards. And what I'm planning to do in the first few months of 2018 is to work with companies to list their jobs in the fastest growing companies in North America and eventually grow it across the world. Fastest growing cities, fastest growing companies, list their jobs. So people can not, so job seekers or readers or listeners can not only come to the site to find advice, but also apply for jobs in those companies. So that is my passion project that I'm working on. I'll be honest, Eric, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it, as I mentioned before, but I know I will find a way. So that's the reason I'm really excited. And I'm excited because it ties into the site. It's not something different. It ties into the publication. So that is something I'm really excited about, and I intend to make it a reality in the next few months.
Wow. We have to constantly evolve, adapt to new realities, be accountable for ourselves, and think creatively if we want to survive. What final lessons or words of wisdom and guidance would you want to leave with my audience who are also trying to dream, follow their passions, and create a career out of it, whilst impacting the world?
So two final words, and one I've already repeated, like I mentioned, and people may not like this, but this is the truth. Number one, nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about me, Nisar, or nobody cares about you, Eric. People care about what you can do for them. And the reason people listen to your podcast or my podcast is not because you and I are great people. it's because they think they can learn something. Same way, any company that will hire you or any boss that will promote you does care about them and the company. So if you keep that in mind, if you take yourself out of the equation, you can reverse engineer and what you can do for them, you will go far ahead. And trust me, you will be, that is like your employability goes up. Even if you lose a job, with that mindset, you will be able to find another job. So that is something I would say, number one. The final lesson, the challenge today is everybody gets so caught up in passion. Everybody talks about, I want to do something I'm passionate about. And I think that's the wrong way to think about it, because I'll be honest, I am passionate about movies. I love movies, but I don't think anybody will hire me to watch movies, right? Your passion has to be tied to the impact that you can do for others. In my podcast, I've been fortunate to have individuals and they share their work experience. And one of the common things they share with me is their passion. And when I ask them what their passion is, Eric, they tell me that, I'll give you an example of a nurse. I interviewed a nurse on my podcast. It's not an easy job, anybody will tell you. But what she really likes is that when her patients leave the hospital and they come back 3 months later, they come and give her a hug and saying, thank you very much for being with me and helping me through the tough time. She loves that. She says that feeling is irreplaceable. And that is what she's passionate about. Not necessarily about being a nurse, about what her job does for others. So I want people to understand passion properly and don't use passion as an excuse not to find meaningful careers. So I know that was a longer answer for the summary, but I wanted to leave that with the audience. I wanted that to sink in, those two things, Eric. And I hope that really resonates with them.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Nisa, are you ready to make your personal innovation pledge now? On the Personal Innovation Podcast, we have our final ritual being a pledge.
I am ready.
You are ready. Great. So you repeat after me. I pledge to continue living my dream.
I pledge to continue living my dream.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am and change the world by doing what I love.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am and change the world by doing what I love.
So help me God.
So help me nature.
Wow. On behalf of the Univision family, we have witnessed your pledge and pray you fulfill it. Thank you very much for sharing a piece of you with the Univision family. And wow, wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned in for the next episode. And as usual, it promises to be motivational, educational, and thought-provoking. Thank you, Nisa.
Thank you, Eric. And thank you to all the listeners.